Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Beginning with local stories, two cars collided on the N11 this morning shortly after 9 a.m. between Gondorange and Waldorf. Emergency services confirmed that two people were injured, one of them seriously. Meanwhile, Rue Dodun in Esch-sur-Alzette was closed to traffic earlier this morning after a pedestrian was hit by a car. Two more people were injured in another accident between Gruntov and Mullerthal shortly before 7 a.m. Months after his controversial visit to Moscow on the invitation of the Russian State Duma, Luxembourg MEP Fernand Kartheiser of the ADR has met again with top officials in an attempt to foster EU-Russian dialogue. Kartheiser met with Foreign Affairs Chair of the Russian Duma, Leonid Slutsky, in Geneva. The two agreed to hold a further in-person meeting in November and, on Slutsky's initiative, to set up monthly video conferences. Kartheiser also proposed an in-person conference outside the European Union, naming Turkey as a possible venue. As EU foreign ministers meet in Luxembourg today, pro-Palestinian groups are staging a protest demanding political accountability, the suspension of the EU-Israel Association Agreement, and an end to European support for Israel. Global Sumud Flotilla and Global Movement to Gaza are leading the demonstration, which began at 8:30 a.m. at the entrance of the EU Foreign Affairs Council. Further actions are planned throughout the day, including a speech by Irish MP Helen Mahoney regarding European investments and trade policies and their entanglement in Israel's military-industrial complex. Finally, a global outage hit Amazon's cloud services today, disrupting many websites and services, including Amazon Prime, Perplexity, Fortnite, Alexa, Snapchat, and Duolingo. Down Detector, a website monitoring internet problems, showed the outage took down many online services, including Reddit, various video streaming platforms such as Hulu and Disney+, as well as messaging app Signal and Delta Airlines. In Europe, several major mobile phone operators, some UK banks, WhatsApp, and Tinder were also affected. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. The Swedish Football Association said today that ex-Chelsea manager Graham Potter had been appointed national team coach after John Dahl Tomasson was sacked last week following three straight losses in World Cup qualifying. The Swedish FA said Potter, who was sacked by Premier League club West Ham in September, would be tasked with turning around a team containing star strikers Alexander Isak and Victor Gyökeres and attempting to qualify for the finals in the US, Canada, and Mexico. In cricket, Pakistan took advantage of some poor South African fielding to reach 177 for 3 at tee on the opening day of the second and final test in Rawalpindi. Despite their fielding lapses, South Africa's spinners removed Abdullah Shafiq and Babar Azam to check the momentum of the hosts, who won the toss on a spin-friendly pitch. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The weather this afternoon will be mostly cloudy with a few sunny spells as well as periods of rain and a moderate breeze. Temperatures will range from 13 to 15 degrees.